What?
I didn't hear it either.
Yes.
Rick, anyway, cuts wood in our back. We've got 60 acres. And
Underway, 8600. Vehicle number. So he's cutting wood on your property. What for? Just for firewood?
Firewood, and we sell wood. We sell saw logs to the sawmills.
And when Flying Pickle.
You go ahead and talk about that. Oh. That's more important.
Tom Krieger is up next. This is a 1959 Saab 93. Runs a turbo Hayabusa in H-blown fuel altered. Special thanks to Trackside Tire in Portland, Oregon.
That's where that... Nope, when I couldn't find it this morning. Vehicle 7601, did you recap the speeds? I would be glad to. Mile 2, 161.320. In the quarter, 164.511. Mile 3, 166.059.
So 186 was their top speed, huh?
No, that was in the quarter. 190 in mile 3.
Yeah, they had a well over 200. What, they have a 209 this morning, I believe. This morning they ran a 209 to qualify on their 205 from the day before. Looks successful, according to the tower over there. Like, he got that record again. This time, I'm sure they'll go straight to the impound area without stopping for anything. Tom Krieger is the driver of the Flying Pickle. Talked to him briefly this morning about the incident. And he is from Battleground, Washington. Flying Pickle is a Saab 93 with a Hayabusa motor in it. Turbocharged Hayabusa.
8600. Here are the speeds. 172.888. In the quarter, 186.070. Mile 3, 190.165. Mile 4, 200.997. Mile 5, 207.958.
207.958. So they may...
421.
They got a record, but it's probably not as high as the record this morning would have been.
Okay.
4261 is the next vehicle up. So we've got a record for the
Flying Pickle, 8600.
Krieger getting a record, almost duplicating a record from this morning. 42.
Don't forget the car wash at the volunteer, the Wendover Fire Station across from City Hall. Going on until sundown. It's a fundraiser for the Wendover Volunteer Fire Department.
Top speed on 8600 was 207.958, which backed up his record.
Next vehicle, 4261, is the Richard Barks entry. It's a Westlake engine in this 345... CC engine. It's a Westlake in a Manxman, which is a kind of a
grass track.
Kind of a grass track, at least in England, that's what it is. We would call it something else here.